This is Patrice for Chico Soul. This week, cultural graduations at Butte College are affected by funding decisions, concern and confusion about the future of Chico Seed Orchard's operations, and the final ruling in a Public Records Act dispute. In education news, Butte College is changing how cultural centers and student groups can use certain funding sources for graduation celebrations. Some students and staff say the changes reflect a broader move away from prioritizing inclusion. They've also raised concerns about a lack of transparency in how those decisions were made. Until this year, these cultural centers at the community college held celebrations that reflected a rich mix of traditions from different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. But after the college made changes last month to how celebrations would take place, the Latinx Council and the Black Leadership and Cultural Center, also known as the Black Center, opted to not participate in what were seen as modified celebrations, college sources told Chico Soul. While some groups, like the Queer Resource Center, will still be holding small, modified graduation celebrations, others, like the Black Center, have opted to host cord and stole pickup days. An anonymous source close to the Latinx Council said the center chose to cancel its participation in the celebration for two reasons: a lack of transparency and poor timing, saying that they weren't going to have the funds for the things they needed for the celebration. There are increased concerns among the campus community and educators statewide as the Trump administration continues to crack down on DEI initiatives supporting historically marginalized students. Jared Smith, a student trustee on the Butte College Board of Trustees, expressed worries that the college is no longer upholding its equity and inclusion values, stating that, according to many of the students he's spoken with, this is a, quote, slap in the face and a walk back on our commitment to honor what we say is a Hispanic-serving institution, unquote. In environmental news, a U.S. Forest Service announcement about reorganization plans has raised concern among employees, senators, and Congress members about the future of research operations of the Chico Seed Orchard. The Chico Seed Orchard harvests seeds that are sent to the Forest Service's Regional Seed Bank, where they're preserved for potential reforestation efforts, according to an article by Lord Leedner, the Mendocino National Forest Public Affairs Officer. While the orchard will remain fully operational for now, a USDA organization website published last month originally listed Chico, among five other research facilities in California, quote, possible research and development facility closures, unquote, according to the Internet Archive. Exactly how this reorganization will take place remains unclear. In other news, Butte County Superior Court Judge Stephen Benson has issued a final ruling in Dave Waddell's Public Records Act lawsuit against local law enforcement agencies. Benson's final ruling states that the law enforcement agencies cannot blur faces and conceal identities of officers in released video. Here is First Amendment attorney Matthew Cate explaining why he successfully argued that the defendants, Sheriff Corey Honey, District Attorney Mike Ramsey, and Chico PD, should not conceal the identities of officers appearing in the released video.
So the tentative ruling actually, I think the tentative ruling gets away from the privacy issue. I think the court seems to suggest that in the tentative ruling that it's not a privacy interest. I think the court agrees with us on that. And so that's why with the Sampson records, the court said no recordings or no names can be redacted of the officers. I think the court also means that redactions of the images is inappropriate in the Sampson shooting. And what we were trying to explain today is that should hold for the Oxley recordings as well. And the court basically just said with Oxley, there's an ongoing investigation. And so you're allowed to redact the officer's images. And I tried to explain today that that's actually not the case under the law.
Benson also ruled that he would not provide Waddell with declaratory relief. He would not issue a ruling stating that the defendants had been in violation of the Records Act. Such a ruling, Cate told Chico Soul, would increase the likelihood that the defendants would fully comply with the Public Records Act in the future. According to Waddell, he received one of the requested records, a single audio recording of an officer interview, less than 24 hours before the May 13th hearing, though the request had been submitted to the DA more than 200 days earlier. Attorneys for the City of Chico and Chico PD argued that it's necessary to withhold some documents that would, quote, substantially interfere with ongoing investigations. Benson largely ruled in their favor on that matter. This has been Patrice for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.